This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and other elected officials say they're skeptical about the Chicago Bears' plan for a new lakefront stadium. The $4.7 billion plan calls for a domed stadium on the city's museum campus. The Bears are pledging more than $2 billion in private funding, and taxpayers would be asked to foot a bill of about $2 billion. At an unrelated press conference, Pritzker says the stadium is not a high priority for taxpayers.
The owners of these private businesses need to put a lot more forward in order to get, you know, have their dreams fulfilled and not just rely upon the taxpayers of Illinois to make that happen for them.
Illinois House Speaker Chris Welch also expressed doubts about the proposal at the same event. And Senate President Don Harmon, in a statement, said he echoed, quote, the governor's skepticism. In other Bears news, the day is finally here. The Chicago Bears pick first in the NFL draft tonight. The Bears have long been expected to select USC quarterback Caleb Williams. General manager Ryan Poles would not confirm that choice this week, but he did say Williams fits in with the team's culture.
Wants to work, wants to get better, wants to win as a team. That's the number one thing for him.
The Bears currently have the 9th pick in the first round as well, which they could use to fill needs at wide receiver or the offensive or defensive line. The draft starts tonight at 7. Republicans in the Illinois House introduced a new bill that could increase the penalty for people who protest on some busy roadways. The bill targets blockages that last more than 5 minutes and prevent emergency services from traveling. It would make that a felony. Currently, people who block traffic in Illinois can receive a misdemeanor. Ed Yonko with the American Civil Liberties Union of Illinois says people should not receive a more serious punishment for protesting.
The thing that's really troubling in many ways is the suggestion that we have to limit protest in order to enhance public safety.
The proposal follows a protest last week when pro-Palestinian demonstrators blocked traffic into the Chicago O'Hare International Airport. A new report says there's more foot traffic in Chicago's Loop compared with this time last year. Along downtown State Street, total pedestrian activity is up 7% from 2023. That's according to the State of the Loop report from the Chicago Loop Alliance. It tracks pedestrian activity, hotel occupancy, commuter trends, and ticket sales at arts and cultural institutions. According to the report, the Joffrey Ballet set an attendance record with a series of shows at the Lyric Opera House. And Chicago's Art Institute saw a 5% bump in attendance. Michael Edwards is the president of the Loop Alliance. He says there's a renewed interest in the city's arts.
I think people are maybe a little tired of being at home, working from home, and they need to get out, and we're happy that they're coming downtown.
In-office commuting saw a slight uptick over the past year, averaging 56% of pre-pandemic levels. Something else you should know today. A leader of a Chicago panel tasked with making the final decision in serious police discipline cases is stepping down. Guion Foreman was appointed to the police board in 2010 by then-Mayor Richard M. Daley. He eventually replaced Lori Lightfoot as its president when she left to run for mayor. The police board now faces a big reduction in its duties. A judge ruled last month that cops can contest serious discipline before an arbitrator instead of the board. Today's weather, it will be partly cloudy with the highs reaching the mid-50s. And tomorrow we're expecting periods of rain with the high reaching the low 60s. That's it for now. Later today, a conversation about joining together the arts and culture and places of worship.
When I look at the landscape of America and the way that cities and suburbs are built, there's really a lack of public space where community and culture can advance.
Mm-hmm.
And churches, I think, church buildings are one of the most underutilized resources in American communities.
My Rundown co-host Aaron Allen talks with a whole host of folks, including Pastor David Black of First Presbyterian Church in Woodlawn. who are working to utilize churches and synagogues and temples for the arts. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.